Ready for another deep dive? Today we're going to get into something pretty wild, like how our bodies and minds are connected, especially when it comes to therapy.
Yeah, it's really fascinating stuff. We're talking about how our physical sensations can actually be a secret language to understanding ourselves better.
Exactly. And to guide us through this, we're turning to Ulfried Gaeter and his article, Body Psychotherapy, Experiencing the Body, Experiencing the Self. He's kind of a big deal in the world of body psychotherapy.
He really is. Gaeter's work is all about how our bodies can actually be a pathway to deeper self-understanding.
Okay, so for anyone who's new to this whole thing, could you break down what body psychotherapy actually is?
You got it. Basically, it's a type of therapy that's all about paying close attention to those subtle physical sensations you experience, your movements, your posture, even your breath, to help you understand your emotions and experiences.
So it's like, we all know that feeling of getting butterflies in our stomach when we're nervous, right? Okay,
exactly. That's your body talking to you. But Gaeter takes it a step further. He says that we're not just our minds, we're experiencing human subjects.
Experiencing human subjects. Okay, so what does that mean?
It means that every single person's experience is totally unique. We're not just a bunch of symptoms or diagnoses. We're individuals shaped by our own unique history, feelings, everything that makes us us.
So it's not just about treating the physical symptoms. It's more about exploring someone's inner world through their body.
You got it. That's why Gaeter talks about this experiential approach. It's about really tuning in to what it feels like to be in your body, not just what you're thinking. Like, have you ever noticed how your posture changes depending on your mood?
Oh, totally. Like, when I'm stressed, I find myself hunched over my computer without even realizing it.
See? Our bodies are always sending us signals. But here's the thing. A lot of people misunderstand psychotherapy, thinking it's like some kind of hard science.
You mean like trying to fix a machine?
Mm-hmm.
Find the problem and just replace the part.
Exactly. But human experience is way more complicated than that, right? Our emotions, our memories, good and bad, they all leave their mark on us. And those marks, they often show up in our bodies.
Whoa, that's kind of blowing my mind a little. But this makes me wonder if our physical selves are so important in this type of therapy. What happens with telehealth? I mean, you're not actually in the room with someone.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? How can you possibly do body-focused therapy when you're not face-to-face? And that's exactly what we're going to unpack next, looking at how therapists are navigating this new world.
So we're talking about our bodies holding on to all these clues to, like, our deepest selves, which is a trip.
Yeah.
But then there's this whole other layer of telehealth, right? How can you even do that kind of therapy remotely?
Yeah, it's like a lot of therapists were scratching their heads when telehealth started becoming a thing. It's like, if body language and all those subtle cues are so important, how can you even pick up on that through a screen?
Right. It seems like you'd miss a ton of information if you're not in the same room. So what did this Bloomberg guy find in his research? Did therapists find ways to make it work?
They did. Bloomberg talked to all these therapists. A lot of them were skeptical at first, which makes sense, but what they found was actually pretty amazing. It's like, even though telehealth seems kind of counterintuitive for body-focused therapy, it can actually work really well.
Okay, now I'm really curious. What were some of the things that surprised these therapists when they took their work online?
Well, they quickly realized that some techniques, like even just focusing on your breath or noticing tiny movements, that could be just as powerful online. Like, imagine a client is talking about a stressful memory, and the therapist asks them to notice if they're holding any tension in their body.
Yeah, makes sense.
That tension, whether it's in their jaw or their shoulders or wherever, that's important information. It doesn't really matter if they're in the same room or on a screen, you know?
You don't have to be right there with them to help them tune into those sensations.
Exactly. And some therapists even found that telehealth could actually make some parts of therapy even better, especially when it comes to feeling safe and comfortable enough to open up.
Really? That surprises me.
Yeah.
I figured it'd be harder to share openly without being face-to-face.
I know, right? You'd think so. But some therapists actually found that their clients felt more comfortable sharing personal stuff online.
I gotta know why. What was it about telehealth that made people feel safer?
It sounds like the physical distance actually helped people feel safer emotionally. It's in Bloomberg's article. He talks about therapists saying their clients felt less self-conscious, less worried about how they looked, or if their body language was being judged when they were just at home.
Wow, I hadn't thought of it like that. It's like the screen is this weird buffer that lets people be more vulnerable. But were there any downsides Did therapists notice anything they couldn't do as well online?
Oh, for sure. Like anything, telehealth has its limits. I mean, there's always the chance of tech issues, and some people just do better with in-person sessions, which makes sense. The important thing is that therapists know this and adapt.
It's always going to be about what works best for each person. But it sounds like the big takeaway here is that strong bond between the therapist and the client, that's what matters most, online or offline.
Totally. That feeling of trust and connection, that's what lets people really dive into those deeper experiences, the feelings and sensations we've been talking about.
Which brings us back to Gator, right? The whole experiencing human subject idea.
Mm.
Both of these articles are saying how important it is to really listen to what someone's experiencing, what they're saying, and what their body's saying.
Exactly. Traditional therapy, telehealth, it doesn't matter. That deep level of listening and understanding, that's at the heart of it all. It's about creating a space where people feel seen, heard, so they can start to really understand themselves.
This is giving me so much to think about. What about you listening? Anything striking a chord with you?
It's a lot to take in, for sure. But before we get too far ahead, I think there's something really important to remember here. This mind-body connection, it's not just for therapy, right? It's happening in our everyday lives all the time.
Wait, say more about that. How can we tap into those bodily signals in our normal day-to-day lives? So how do we actually do that? How do we start paying attention to those signals our bodies are sending in everyday life?
Honestly, just take a second to stop and tune in. Notice what you're feeling in your body. Are your shoulders all tight? Is your jaw clenched? How's your breathing?
It's like hitting the pause button for a sec, right? Instead of going on autopilot.
Totally. And then see if you can connect those feelings to what's going on in your head or around you. Were you rushing around before you stopped? Are you stressed about something?
You know, I'm realizing I totally clench my jaw when I'm trying to focus on work.
There you go. Your body's trying to tell you to chill out a little.
It's like I need to learn how to speak my body's language or something.
I love that. That's exactly what it is. And the more fluent we get, the more we can understand ourselves and each other on a whole other level.
This has been amazing. I feel like we've covered so much ground from what body psychotherapy even is to how telehealth is shaking things up.
It's been awesome exploring all of this with you.
Before we wrap up, is there anything else you want to leave our listeners with? Any final thoughts?
Yeah, I'd say just think about this. What if we stopped seeing our bodies as separate from our minds? What if we thought of them as like active parts of our experiences? How would that change how we interact with the world, how we connect with ourselves and everyone around us?
That's such a great question to end on. Thanks to everyone for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep listening to those amazing bodies of yours.